Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I gotta. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show rolls on hour number three here on the Fan Offsite. Robin Lonzo with you. It's Friday. For the record, I am not in a bad mood. Okay, I'm in a real good mood. I'm feeling real good today. It's Friday, draft day two, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs,
and
the ECHL playoffs.
The air works. The air's working.
It's most exciting of all.
Yes, that is. I agree.
I'm in a real good mood.
You are a little cranky.
I am not cranky.
You've been cranky.
You've been cranky
all week. Everyone's noticing, and it's fine. I mean, it's just going to take some adjustment, so to speak.
I'm not cranky. I'm actually in a great mood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just.
Would you be less cranky if I'm just quiet for the next 2 hours?
No,
because I don't think it's me.
Not at all.
Because you're used to me. That's saying a lot, too. By the way.
Texas had another W in the column for Clemson over South Carolina with Nate Wiggins being drafted ahead of Xavier Legette.
Why is that a thing? Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
I mean, I am Tiger, hear me roar.
I'm the Tiger Fighter.
Do you think that way? Do people actually think that way? Oh my God. Oh, look, we got him. So I guess Ohio State beat Michigan because Marvin Harrison went ahead of J.J. McCarthy.
M. Go Blue!
Yeah, okay. All right. Come on, guys.
I'm going to come back to that, but I want to get to this. I'm going to be selfish, and I'm going to do a segment that I want to do here.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob.
Every segment's a segment I want to do.
Yeah.
That's not true. It's not.
No, it is. It's
not true.
It's absolutely true.
It's not true.
Unless it gets derailed by you, the listeners. Never me.
So, last night, LeBron James and his Lakers lost the third consecutive in a row to the Denver Nuggets. And once again, Bron finds himself on the brink of elimination from the NBA's playoffs because he just cannot beat the Nuggets. What's that, 12 straight L's to Nikola Jokic? By the way, at the point now where I'm glad Bron's on Team USA, also sit him when we play Serbia, please. Because he can't beat Nikola Jokic. Well, last evening after the game was over, Anthony Davis and LeBron James sat side by side in the post-game press conference to discuss the game. And a quote went viral around the association. It got to trending on Twitter under the tag, "Oh, no, he didn't."
Also under Braun and AD, which I just had to scratch off.
Yes, yeah, that's a more boring way to put it. People started reacting, great one, because LeBron was asked a question. And this is the clip that started going viral last night. This clip started going around.
It's just basketball.
It's just basketball.
Oh my god! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Michael Jordan would never say something like that. See? See? That's proof that Michael Jordan is better than LeBron James because Michael Jordan would never ever say that. See? See? See?
Here are some of the replies.
Last year was for a point of emphasis, in case you didn't.
Here are some of the replies on Twitter. Brian Harper, 3 angry face emojis. Ryan James Miller, and this is why he will never be better than MJ or Kobe.
Knew it. Didn't see any of it, but I'm surprised that was number 2. That's the second one you read, though.
At GoPatGo541 said, quote, Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant would never utter these words. LeBum at his finest, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't put Kobe in there. He's not in the conversation. There's only 2.
At Abrasive said, damn, Jokic got him contemplating his love of the game.
Man, I wanted that moniker.
At Mixed Stardust said, this y'all goat, question mark. Texter said, can't wait till he's run out of the league. At MLB on Facts said, Jordan would never. At PM said, I'm not even going to read that one because it says bad words and I'm afraid I won't censor myself in time.
Just don't do that.
Andrew Edling said, quote, might be the softest thing I've ever heard in my life.
S-A-W-F-T.
Wizard said, LMFAO, MJ would never. At Wiser Max said, my goat, Jordan, would never say this. At KOTAM1122 said, quote, when the chips are down, you can always count on LeBron to quit. Always has, always will. All right. So you get the idea. You get the gist. You get where I'm going with that.
Thank you for reading the Loser's Corner.
Now.
Appreciate that.
Let me tell you why I'm infuriated. It is not what LeBron said. It's how people are cutting it up, slicing and dicing to paint a narrative. Would you like to hear LeBron's actual answer to the question? Would you like to hear what LeBron actually said?
No, because you can't react to that. It's only sound bites. That's what the world's about right now. Whoever puts the sound bite out a certain way so I can react a certain way, that's all that matters.
Then allow me to be the rebel without a cause.
What was the original question? Because he keeps talking about answering the question, didn't know how to answer the question. What was the original question?
Let's see if I can scrub back to where he was asked the original question. But basically, he was kind of asked about the mentality of the team. See if I can find it here. That's it.
Okay, not a bad question either. So, yeah.
Nope.
All right.
Nothing wrong with the question. My dude hit him with the answer of, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm not everybody else. And so to me, kind of what came out of that clip, it was not so much about LeBron saying, oh, it's just basketball, you know? It's just basketball. It's not life. It's just which is how people are trying to paint the corner. I think what's actually being said here is effectively, guys, it's not rocket scientist. It's not rocket scientist. It's not rocket science.
Saying rocket science is not rocket science.
It's not rocket science. We have been doing this our whole lives. This guy has spent decades of his life, 3 of them, perfecting the game of basketball, getting his body in shape, being the best contender that he can be. You can hate on him all you want for the super teams and the jumping teams and the this and the that or whatever. And like, okay, cool, fun, fine. That's all well and good. But if you heard that and what you took away from that was LeBron thinks, oh, it's just basketball, who cares? You are being, frankly, disingenuous to what LeBron was actually saying there, which is, look, if you want to know what the personal perspective of everybody on this team is as we sit here 3-0, or should I say 0-3 again, as we sit here on the brink of elimination again, as we sit here struggling to shoot the ball again, if you want to know what every guy in the locker room is thinking right now, you need to go ask them. But I'll tell you my standpoint, which is I want to win. I want us to win. I'm doing what we can do, and we are overthinking it. At the end of the day, it's just basketball, meaning not, oh, I don't care, it's just basketball, but we need to go out there and just play basketball. And how many coaches in the history of sports have you ever heard say, guys, just go play? Just go have fun. Just go play. It's a game. It's supposed to be fun. Go play. Go have fun. The answer is everyone who's ever coached has said that or something similar to it. So LeBron to grab a mic and go, it's just basketball. To me, what he meant was, we just got to go play basketball. We got to go play our game. We got to go have fun with it. And if we do that, we got a shot.
As we both know really well, because of the platform we're on, if you say something, you really got to think it out all the way to the end. And sometimes you just don't do that. And maybe he should have, he shouldn't have to think, oh, if I say this the wrong way, they're going to clip it and they're going to put it back on me. I don't think he really cares. And you probably shouldn't. You got to have really thick skin. But this is the equivalent of this clipping. This is the equivalent of clickbait. You know,
100%.
Yeah, you see something on social media. Oh, he said that, and you click on it, and then you start reading through. It's like, oh, okay, that's not what they made me think with that headline.
There was a 1 minute.
Some people just read the headlines, and that's all they care about.
There was a 1 minute and 38-ish second answer from LeBron where LeBron said, if you want to know what the guys on the team are thinking, go ask the guys on the team. I can only do what I can do, and I can only control what I can control. But at the end of the day, we got to play better. That's what I heard. And what it got boiled to, a minute and 38 seconds of a well-thought-out, well-reasoned, and solid take got boiled down to... Which is crap. And this is why I make it. Some of you guys have asked me in the past, Rob, why do you make such a big deal out of like fighting back against stuff, about trying to dunk on people, about pushing back? It's because of crap like this. This post that I just searched has 370,500 views on it. It came from a major sports entity up in the Northeast. 370,500 views of people hearing LeBron say, and believing that that's what he said. Clipping from a, and I know Twitter. I know for a fact that this account could have posted the full answer. This account could have said, here's LeBron's answer to a question about the mentality of the team, and they could have put up the 90 seconds of answer that LeBron gave. But what did they do? They clipped 4 seconds off the end of it and then painted LeBron as guy who doesn't give a damn. Are you kidding me? If LeBron didn't care, he could have retired 5 years ago and become a multimedia mogul. He could have his own. LeBron could have his own movie studio, his own hip hop album.
He does have his own studio.
He could only be working at his movie studio and his own hip hop album. And he could have a food line and a wine line and a tequila line and a clothing line. And he would be making buttloads of money. But he doesn't. He keeps coming back for more. Do you think it's because he's bored? Do you think it's because he doesn't have enough business interests lined up elsewhere? No. You can say a lot of things about LeBron. You can say he whines. You can say he moans. You can say he's too invested in politics. You can say he's this, and you can say he's that. The one thing I will push back on is that the guy doesn't care, that he's not intense when it comes to basketball. But this is the kind of crap that paints narratives. This is the kind of crap that tells a BS story about what happened. 90 seconds of a well thought out, reasoned, and reasonable take. Don't ask me what D'Angelo is thinking right now. Don't ask me what Austin Reeves is thinking right now. If you want to know what D'Lo and A. Reeves are thinking right now, go ask D'Lo and A. Reeves. All I can tell you is, this is how I feel about it. Me and AD been together 6 years. We have been through the highest of highs. We've been through the lowest of lows. And at the end of the day, we got to stop overthinking it. We just got to play basketball. When he said at the end of the day, it's just basketball, what he meant was we just got to go out there and play. We are basketball players. We just got to go play basketball. But instead, you got clown accounts like this one taking a 90-second answer, clipping, and then portraying that as the whole take. Garbage, dude. This is why I get frustrated. This is why I say, accounts like this, unfollow them. Trolls like this, get away from them. Because they make the sports media environment worse for everybody. But maybe I'm just a sensitive little Sally. What do I know? We got to take a break. We come back. Let's talk some more draft recap. 840, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast, going to join us on the show to talk some Carolina Panthers. They get Xavier Legette. Where do they go with 39? We'll check in with Rashad coming up later. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Best and worst moves from yesterday. Let's go over some of these draft picks. Some of the biggest surprises of the night, as we have not gotten into quite all of them as of yet. We got into, obviously, Atlanta taking Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th spot. Again, I'm not saying you need to be thrilled about it. I'm saying that it makes sense. It makes sense. Don't have to love it. It makes sense. 6 quarterbacks go with the top 12. No defensive players go until pick number 15. Again, I don't think that this was, as some folks were trying to call it, like the greatest offensive class of all time. I think it was a good class.
Yeah, they're comparing it, I've seen online, with the class with Elway and all those guys.
Yeah.
I don't think I would put those side by side, but that's
not
what they're doing.
Not at all. It's a good class. Is it one of the greats of all time? Nah, it's good.
We don't know, though.
Maybe it turns out to be.
We could be wrong about this. These may be some of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Maybe. I think Jaden Daniels is a star. I think Caleb Williams has got the potential to be a star. Drake May, I'm not sold on. J.J. McCarthy, I'm obviously not sold on. So let's talk about some of the surprises.
Just to make us look bad, J.J. McCarthy's going to tear it up. It's going to happen.
I'll believe it when I see it. But right now, I don't see it, and I don't believe it. The most confusing pick to me is not Michael Penix Jr. going to Atlanta. Honestly, it's not even Bo Nix going to Denver. That one checks out. I don't like it. I think it's way too high. I think you could have pushed that back if you're Denver, probably 10, 11, 12 spots and still got that guy. Hoodie kept leaning on that during the McAfee broadcast yesterday. He's like, there were like four or five guys. Said it about Atlanta, too. He's like, why would you take – that guy's got a second-round grade. Why would you take him there when you could have snagged him multiple spots below that and still got your guy, still had your dude, and not had to spend that high of a pick on the guy? Bo Nix with Denver felt the same way. Why would you drop that much on that guy in that spot when you could have pushed anywhere else, still got him, and also built up elsewhere? And I think that's very fair. My buddy Doug Irwin from the Triumph, big Denver Broncos guy, put up on his Instagram a picture of him just laying on the floor after that pick, which checks out.
In celebration? Or
nope.
Okay, the opposite of that.
Yup.
All right.
Yup. The Broncos fans, understandably, not super duper thrilled about that selection.
Yeah, I was okay with it.
I'm sure you were. I can see why.
I may or may not be wearing colors that are the exact opposite of that.
Again, I understand why a Chiefs fan would be very happy about it. Brock Bowers is the weird pick to me to Las Vegas. That's very clearly a BAC pick or a BAP pick, a best available player pick. That's a BAP. Is what that is.
Who's the quarterback there? And
that would be one Gardner Minshew.
I was going to say, you almost had to look it up.
No, I was going to jump at Jimmy Garoppolo, but then I realized, no, they moved on. It's Gardner Minshew, the mustachioed one.
How many teams has he played for now, I wonder?
A bunch, I think. So they go with the tight end, except for... they did that last year. They brought in Michael Mayer last year in the second round. This was the least.
So the family that owns the Raiders still owns the Raiders, right? So it's still the same family. So you really, I think this is the least surprising because it's the Raiders. I mean, they did pick up a really good player.
I mean, they picked up a great player, to be honest with you. They picked up a phenomenal player. I don't understand why that was the guy that you decided you needed in that spot. You already have that. Granted, Brock Bowers is a better tight end than Michael Mayer is. Brock Bowers is a better tight end than most tight ends is. But
it's going to turn them both into blockers, and they're going to be a running team now. That's what it is.
I don't know, man. I don't know. How about the Chicago Bears? Not just getting Caleb Williams at one, but then getting Roma Dunze at nine. That wide receiver room is DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze. Chicago's going to throw the ball 90 times a game.
Or are we going to be saying at the end of the year, Justin Fields, look at what he could have done with that?
No, I don't think we are. I don't think we are.
I think we are.
So that we are very clear. I think Justin Fields can be a good NFL quarterback. I think Caleb Williams will be a better one.
We shall see.
Yes, we shall. But we can speculate because that's literally what we are paid to do. They added Roma Dunze to that draft room last night. And, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, damn, they are going all in here. I love that. I love what they're doing. I think that I got to think last night, I wouldn't be shocked if Bryce Young like punched a wall last night, like, why not me? Why can't you do that for me? Now, obviously, Carolina did turn around and get them a receiver in Xavier Leggett at 32.
He would have had to punch up. So, but it's a good thing he didn't because he got a very good receiver.
It's never going to stop. It's never going to stop.
No,
it's never going to stop.
It's not. Unless you tell me to stop, and then it probably still will. I'll keep
correct. Going. I want you to know, if Bryce Young makes a Pro Bowl, makes the playoffs,
I will celebrate with.
No, you won't. I'm going to pull every time you've made a short joke about Bryce Young, and just replay him. We're going to do a whole hour of Lonzo makes short jokes.
Are we?
Yeah, whole hour. I don't want to put in work, but I will.
That sounds like a special.
It might be.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
It might become a special. It might be like a Rob Brown supercut.
I don't think he'll do it.
Probably not. I'm very lazy, but that's not the point. I am genuinely interested in what the Chicago offense looks like last year. I have pointed out a number of times already, the wide receiver room is excellent in Chicago. It got better last night. That's pretty impressive, if we're being honest, that they somehow made that wide receiver room better when it already had DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and DeAndre Swift in it. That's real good, man.
I know a better wide receiver core.
And that is? No, your wide receiver core is not better than Chicago's right now.
Oh, without a doubt.
No, it's absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely not.
Really?
Yes, really. Okay. Your wide receiver core, no disrespect to the Chiefs.
It sounds like disrespect to me.
But the Chiefs' wide receiver room is not better than DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze.
Oh, for sure.
It's absolutely not,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right.
Did you forget what free agent they picked up?
It doesn't matter.
Did you forget? Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Forgot about Hollywood Brown? You forgot about him?
I will take the Bears wide receiver room over yours all day. You yourself have said, what's the biggest problem for the Chiefs offense last year?
They were missing one.
They dropped the ball all the time.
Yeah, they did. They were missing one receiver, and now they got it.
So everybody else is going to be catching the ball now that Hollywood's there. Now that Hollywood's in there.
Well that and Xavier. So, I mean, you know.
Xavier Worthy, who, again, I am very interested in. He is going to be the Tyreek Hill replacement.
All right. You know, beneath all of this, there's one factor that makes that receiving core better.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
I mean, sure.
Yes.
But you do realize that the quarterback throwing to the ball doesn't impact the talent level of wide receivers.
It can. You just talked about how Tom Brady made all those kind of receivers better.
On paper. Right now, the Bears' wide receiver room is better. I don't know why that's insulting to you.
It's not.
Their wide receiver room is insane.
I disagree, and I think it's very disrespectful.
That's it. You're looking for the disrespect. I respect it. I respect the shtick. I respect the gimmick. I like it. All right. Some of the other moves.
We'll see at the end of the year who the better receiving core is. I mean, if you want to just go stats-wise, we can do that.
The Vikings trade up, and I am not talking about the trade for J.J. McCarthy, because I don't like that trade at all. I don't like anybody picking J.J. McCarthy in the first round. The Vikings traded up from 23 to 17 to get Dallas Turner, the edge rusher out of Alabama. This kid's a top 10 pick. This kid is one of the kids that blew my mind was still available in that spot. And again, you didn't have your first defensive player come off the board until 15. Actually, no, sorry, 16. 15 picks before you got to a defensive player. The first defensive player taken off the board was Latu Latu at UCLA, 15 to the Indianapolis Colts. But then you had a run. Edge, defensive tackle, edge, offensive tackle, edge, guard, edge, cornerback, wide receiver, cornerback, through the next handful of picks. Turner being available at 17, and the Vikings, who got their QB already and needed to transition to the defense, moving up to get, I think, one of the best three defensive players in this draft was phenomenal. I think the Chiefs move up to 28 to get Xavier Worthy is very good. I think that was a phenomenal move. Not only did you create a spot where you ended up with that speedster that you need, because you do have Hollywood Brown now. You do have a traditional wide receiver out there in Hollywood Brown, who I do think is going to be a stud when it's all said and done. But you needed, in my opinion, you needed a speedster. Now you got that guy. You got that speedster now. Xavier Worthy is quick, boy. He real fast.
All right, he's the fastest person in the NFL.
Like ever. He's like the fastest person ever, all right? The guy is, without a doubt, an absolute stud who can blaze on the outside. And do you know what else you did? You stopped Buffalo from getting that guy. Do I think it's going to matter? No.
No. Buffalo said, here, have this.
Basically, they said, we'll take some picks in return for him, sure.
Thank you, Buffalo.
But I think Buffalo, actually, I like the trade from Buffalo's angle as well. And I like the trade from Buffalo's angle because the Bills still are on the clock at 33 with a buttload of good wide receivers that are still there. Adne Mitchell is still on the board. Keon Coleman is still on the board. Ladd McConkey is still on the board. Buffalo, in moving from 28 to 32, effectively lost out on what? They dropped from 28. They lost out on Xavier Worthy. That's the only guy that came off the board. And if you're Buffalo, just so we're clear, Xavier Worthy, if you're going wide receiver, is not the pick for Buffalo. He's the pick for Kansas City because they've got Hollywood Brown. They've got a guy. Buffalo's got to find a traditional wide receiver, a well-rounded. Xavier Worthy is not a well-rounded wide receiver. He's a firecracker on the outside. They need a wide receiver. They drop down. And by the way, San Francisco took Ricky Parasol. What? Why? Why? You didn't need that guy. That is one of my least favorite picks of round one. But the fact that they took Ricky Pearsall and Kansas City took Xavier Worthy, Buffalo dropped from 28 to 32, 32 to 33, racked up picks in the process, and every guy they could have got at 28 is still on the board at 33. That's phenomenal. Let's take a break. Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation podcast joins us next to talk about the Cats, and then we'll wrap up with the round two preview in the last hour of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Damn it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Draft day one in the books. Draft day two, about 11 and a half hours away from right now. We will all sit back down together hand in hand. I will once again reach over, click on the computer, and listen to the boys from the Panther Nation podcast break down the draft. Joining us now, ordinarily on Thursdays, did join us yesterday, but makes the bonus appearance today because, hell yeah, it's draft day. Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, talks a little ball with us. What's up, fella? How you feeling draft day one in the books?
What's going on, man? Feeling pretty good. I mean, are you going to victory lap? Because you're kind of right about the trade up talk. I mean,
dog, I wasn't kind of right. I was right. Let's just say I was right. You know what? Here's the thing. I actually like it. I actually like it a lot. Rashad, tell me if I'm being a little too optimistic here. Tell me if I'm being a little too silver lining for Carolina on this. You got Xavier Leggett for a 5th-round pick. You got a guy who made it pretty clear that he wanted to be there, that he liked that idea. He liked them coming to get him. He wants to be in the building. I will take guys, as much as I've said, hey, these are professionals. It is a business. I'll still take guys who want to be in the building over guys who were in the building because it's their job, and I get that feeling from XL. I heard your boy Steve Smith on Twitter earlier say, this dude has the potential to be DK Metcalf, but better. I'm not ready to go that far on the afterburner, but I do think he could be in that game, Rashad, and all it cost you was 1 5th-round pick. I'm real good with that, man.
Yeah, just to dive deeper in the compensation, we actually just swapped a 5th and a 6th-round pick. So it wasn't bad. This is an excellent trade, and I think the one thing that we're not really talking about, well, it is being talked about in certain circles, but the biggest reason as to why that trade is important to get back in the first round is because of that fifth-year option, right? So it gives you another year to kind of get a long-term deal if everything works out down the road. So it's a key aspect to that trade. It makes all the sense in the world. So, again, all we did was swap a 5th and a 6th-round pick with the Buffalo Bills, and I like it. But as far as XL, man, I like the pick. You know what I mean? Again, I'm going to be honest. I like Ladd a little bit more. I like Xavier Worthy a little bit more. Obviously, Xavier Worthy was not on the board. But I do like Ladd McConkey a little bit better. But I also stated, I'm on record saying that I think XL has the higher ceiling. It's all about development, what you're going to get out of this player. And I firmly believe that this coaching staff, the GM, everybody's on the same page. And I feel like if XL is a guy, they are all on the same page about him. They feel like they can develop him and they feel like they can get the best out of him and he could turn into a DK Metcalf-esque type player, then I'm here for it, man. Again, I think we need to pump the brakes. I mean, I saw 1,000 yards already. I mean, we got to relax a little bit. There's a lot of guys in front of him. Let this kid develop. Let's not put all the ultimate pressure on him to go out there and be a wide receiver one day one, because that's not what we need from him. But I like the pick, and I hope that it pans out down the road, and let's see what we can develop.
What's the ceiling in your opinion? We won't spend the whole time on Xavier Leggett. I want to look ahead to round two and round three as well. But ceiling on this guy, I said back in the first hour of the show, this dude's got it in him to be DK Metcalf 2.0. You look at this guy run, you look at the physical build, you look at the strength. Really, there's not much to dislike about Xavier Leggett, with the exception of he's not a wildly precise route runner. But I would also make the point, Rashad, he's not a wildly precise runner because he spent 4 years at South Carolina as a gadget play guy. He did not become a true wide receiver until last year. And in the year he was a wide receiver, his quarterback was running for his damn life 90% of the time. There wasn't time in a regular traditional offense for him to run precise routes. He basically had to get open fast as hell, or Spence was going to get knocked around a little bit. Yeah, he's going to have to learn. Yeah, there's question marks about can he learn. But to me, I look back at his college career and go, I don't think he ever really got the chance to learn how to play a pure wide receiver. You put him with the right coach, man, he can be a stud.
Yeah, and all the talks were in South Carolina that last year, he actually got some time in a pro-style system, and that was the click. That's what turned him into a gadget guy, into now developing into a solid, real wide receiver, NFL-caliber wide receiver. And so, yeah, it's all about the development. I think he's not perfect by any means, which is why, you know, I prefer Ladd McConkey over him. But again, like I said, that ceiling, he's got potential if it all goes to plan. You're talking about a guy that coached, you know, Kanellis, coached a DK Metcalf. He coached a Mike Evans. So that's what we're hoping that Leggett can turn into. I'm not saying that he's going to do it, but there's the potential is there. And that's all we can hope. Is that, you know, that the Kanellis can get it out of him. And like you said, the route running, he's got to get better there. He's a fifth-year senior. He never had more than 167 yards in one season until 2023. So there's question marks, and you explained a lot of that. But I think he's got to get better. Again, the run blocking, there's some things he can get better at. We can nitpick all that stuff. But the hope, the thing is that he doesn't have to be the day one guy. We got Deontay Johnson. You got Thielen. There's no pressure on him to come out the gates being wide receiver one. Slide him in wide receiver. Still got Mingo, right? So, again, I think he's got time to develop, and I'm hoping that Kanellis can get it out of him. We'll see.
Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation podcast joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. I know you kind of mentioned it there a minute ago, but let's put it on the record. The price, you move up one spot, you got to pick swap 5 and 6. I went back and I looked, and I'm looking at the offensive line class, because to me that's kind of the direction. You either got to go edge or you got to go offensive line next. Mm-hmm. I think you're focusing defense the next couple of rounds and picking up OL guys at the end. This offensive line class, Rashad, it's not that good after the first handful of guys came off the board in round one, at least the way it breaks out to me. So what do you think? Was the price of admission for Xavier Leggett worth it to drop back a couple dozen, or what, I think a handful of spots, let's just say, a handful of spots, and maybe risk missing out on an O-lineman you like somewhere? Is that worth it?
Yeah, no, I think it's worth it, because now you're looking at this. We actually have a pick in every round of the draft now. We had a first-round pick. You got a second-round pick, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. So I don't think the price of admission for Xavier Leggett, if you are convicted about the guy and everybody is on the same page, and I don't think the price is that high at all. I mean, it's not like we gave away future draft capital. It's not like there were some wild trades. I mean, I think the Vikings, I think, only have 3 picks in next year's draft now, because they leveraged off so many future draft picks to go up and get who they wanted. So, like, I think it was a smart move, calculated. So price of admission, I checked that box. It was a good trade.
All right, before we get to round two, have you heard about this sign drama going on around David Tepper a couple hours before the draft? What you got on this? What's the story here for you?
Yeah, so I heard about it. So a bar in somewhere in South Charlotte, they had a sign posted that said, "Hey, Let the coach and the GM
said,
make
please
the
let the coach and GM yeah. pick this year.
Yeah, alluding to, hey, Tepper, please fall back. You know, it's something we've been saying for the longest. You know what I mean? So, and apparently Tepper rolled up to the restaurant and said, hey, what's up? Who do you want to make the picks? Like, what do you mean by this? What? So, I mean, it's just like, this is Tepper. I mean, this is a Tepper thing. Not surprised at all by David Tepper pulling up to the restaurant and asking questions regarding to the general manager. And I think come to find out the general manager is actually, I think he's a Patriots fan or something like that. So again, this is the reality of being a Carolina Panthers fan, right? You've got all these different, you know, transplants in Charlotte, and their team, they're fans of another team. And that's the case here. But it's interesting. And this is kind of the symptom of what happens when you kind of destroy our team, right? People are going to be upset. They're going to take shots at you. And this is just kind of a symptom of that.
So apparently Tep rolled up to the bar, walked inside, found the owner and was like, who do you think should pick? Right. There's a way that you can do that as an owner, and it can be endearing, right? Like you go up, you go in there, maybe you drop a couple hundo at the guy's bar, like have a conversation, and you win people over that way. You get this bar owner going, oh, that was cool, man. He came in, he talked to me, like he got my input, whatever. And then this kind of stuff stops. And then there's the Dave Tepper that throws drinks at people in the box because he don't like what they're saying. And the fact that he can't wade between the two. Now, I'm going to give him credit for this, Rashad. He said during the Kanellis and Morgan presser, we talked about this very briefly yesterday, that he was going to fade into the back a little bit. And I'm going to be straight up. I have not seen nor heard nothing from him since that time. So, like, maybe somebody got in his ear. But this, like, dude, just ignore the sign or go in there with your social media team and make out a big deal of like supporting that local business and appreciating them for caring, whatever. The fact that he can't get that right, even though he's doing a good job at shutting the hell up, like, nah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to look too deep into it, but I 100% agree. He could have turned this into a positive. Like, he could have made, like, a big deal about it, brought the social media team and say, hey, look at me. Like you said, supporting the business. And it didn't, from you know what's being reported, he wasn't angry about it. But I think he could have, you know, he could have handled it a little bit better, you know. But I don't know, man. That's a Tepper. It's not a surprise. It's a Tepper move. So I'm not surprised at all.
Do we know if he bought anything when he went in there?
No, we don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he'd gone down there and thrown down a $500 yeah. bar tab and bought everybody around, I'd be like, all right, that's pretty cool. Like, he's off the hook. That's pretty rad. All right, let's, before we get up out of here, Rashad, round two. Carolina got to sit down for a little while before 39 comes up. Real interesting because the guys you mentioned, Ladd McConkey, Adonai Mitchell, still on the board. We know Buffalo's going wide receiver. Couple of teams that may or may not. I don't know if either of those two guys are there, but some names like Keon Coleman could drop down to 39 and be available. There are also a pretty interesting list of best available defenders that might still be available at that spot. 39, what's it going to look like?
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of guys that I'm looking at. I don't think we're going to double dip at wide receiver. I think we've got our guy. I don't think we need – you might get one way later. I don't anticipate that. I think we're going to probably go either offensive lineman or cornerback here, just the way the board is set up, if they don't trade back. Guys like Cooper DeJean, he is not supposed to be here. Cooper DeJean is supposed – he's supposed to be out of here. So if he's sitting there at 39, you got to strongly consider it. Kool-Aid McKinstry, I would strongly consider. I know he's got injury history, but we need another cornerback, and I would strongly consider that one. JPJ, I'm in love with JPJ. Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon, offensive center. I would take him there. Zach Frazier, another center I would look at. There's a lot of guys available, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers said, hey, we're going to trade back. You know that fifth-round pick that we just swapped? Let's see if we can get that back by making a move there. But there's a lot of good talent here at the top of the third round, or excuse me, top of the second round. And so, yeah, Edgerton Cooper's another one. Edgerton Cooper, linebacker, another guy I would take at 39.
Yeah, I think this is a great spot. And I said the same thing earlier, and I'll say again, like, I think the Panthers are in a real good spot to rack up some capital here because you look at the positions of need, most of them. You look at the fact that the board shaped up with 15 offensive guys going off before we – or 14 offensive guys going off before we got to a defender at 15. It pushed a lot of names back into this early 30s range that I did not think were going to be here. And they are. And I think that kind of opens the door for Carolina to grab, forget, like, try to get that fifth back. You might be able to get, like, a fourth and a sixth somewhere because somebody's desperate for a Kool-Aid McKinstry, and you let them have that guy knowing there's still some pretty good corners, but also you need linebackers and guard tackles and centers and whatever. You guys are in a real good spot to rack up some picks here.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, tracking the draft and watching the board go, and shout out to the Falcons, man. Oh man, they messed that one up big time. But yeah, so watching the board fall the way it fell, the six quarterbacks, and we're like, man, this board is awesome. We're gonna the way we prepped for it and done all these mocks, it basically fell, and the teams weren't, you know, the players might not have been exact, but the players were going in the order that we've been prepping for. So I was looking at it, I'm like, man, we're really gonna get one of these receivers that we want. And even in the second round, with the second pick, we're going to be able to get another guy. So it's fallen perfectly for the Carolina Panthers. And again, it's just a matter of, hey, let's see what the board, let's take what the board gives us. And I'm really excited. Edgerton Cooper, the linebacker, I think he's probably one that I'm looking at really heavy because we need some linebacker help as well.
Rashad Beard, host of Panther Nation podcast. You guys going live again tonight for round two?
Absolutely, starting at 6 o'clock, and I've been handing out smoke for all the NFC South picks. I mean, if you go back and look at the live stream, I destroyed the Falcons, I destroyed the Saints. I think you got a diet ooze. I don't even think you got a real ooze on your offensive tackle that you, or guard that you picked up. So yeah, I'm handing out all the smoke for all NFC South picks. So come join the live stream; it's good stuff.
You don't want it. You don't want it. Go for it.
I do want it.
Go for it.
I do want the smoke. I do want it. Rashad, I might have your ass back in here on Monday for the smoke, young man.
Let's do it.
Diet ooze. That's like my favorite thing.
Listen,
right now. Yes.
I haven't yet because I'm lazy. Pulled the clip of Rashad Beard saying he's going engaging certified hater mode, but he just did it again. Rashad Beard, Panther Nation podcast. Find them on YouTube at Panther Nation PC. Appreciate you, big fella. Thanks for coming in extra day, man.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
You got it. We'll see you down the road. We'll see you next week. Rashad, Diet Ooze, what the hell,
so
man?
Good. It's so good.
That dude's like the third best lineman in the draft.
From now until the end of his career, he is Diet Ooze.
That's jacked up, dude. That's messed up.
We can't
up.
Hear you, Rashad. I'd already taken down. What'd you say?
No, I don't want to hear it.
No, what'd you say? Go ahead.
I was going to say, as soon as he gives us a sack, Diet Ooze.
Diet Ooze, there it is.
See, and I can't say nothing about your team, Rashad. You got me in a corner here, and I don't like it.
He could.
I don't
something.
Like it.
He just there's no comeback for Diet Ooze.
Because I love Xavier Legette, and I'm not going to talk smack about him because I'm a better person than you are, Rashad. That's why. See you next Thursday. Sports Flash.
Unbelievable.
No Diet Ooze up in here. The Carolina Panthers needed a wide receiver in the draft and made a move to add the former South Carolina Gamecock, Xavier Legette, to the roster. The Panthers traded into the final spot of round one by sending the Buffalo Bills a fifth-round pick to move up one spot to ensure the selection. Clemson DB Nate Wiggins was selected by the Baltimore Ravens at number 30, and according to a texter, that means that Clemson beat the Gamecocks again. And Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said Wiggins had a big advocate, Dabo Swinney, no surprise there. Of course your coach is going to be on your side. DaCosta said after the pick that Swinney texted him, making the case for Wiggins. Let me make the case for our brand new show, Wire to Wire. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 for that show, Wire to Wire. I'm going to say it one more time, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debates, a whole lot of fun, and you guessed it, it's all Wire to Wire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.